Welcome back to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
Thinking about serving perhaps internationally. Maybe you have a window in your life where you could serve internationally. Maybe you've had an interest in serving internationally. We're going to chat about that today for a little bit. Our guest, the Reverend Dr. Mark Raby. He is with the LCMS Office of International Mission. Welcome to The Coffee Hour.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Now, you serve here at the LCMS International Center as, remind me of your title.
I am Director of Missionary Recruitment.
Director of Missionary Recruitment. Which means in order to serve here at the International Center in the Office of an International Mission, that means you probably have had some experience internationally.
Yes.
You served as internationally prior, right before coming to the International Center. Tell us a little bit about that service.
Yeah. So I served in Ethiopia for 6 years as a theological educator. Basically, I was a professor at an institution in which we were working with another church body in Africa. So I served as a professor at Makani Yesus Seminary in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. So, I mean, that's what I did. My whole family was there, and it was a blessing to be on the campus and part of that community and to be able to shape and mold people to serve the church.
Why did you end up on the mission field? What was that journey like? End up as a, I don't know. I'm sure there was some.
Why did you end up on the mission field?
Why did you end up there? But what was that journey like for you and for your family? Because this is the journey that you are helping others go through. So what was that like for you?
Well, we had always had it on our heart, my wife and I, to serve straight out of the seminary, but it just wasn't God's time. And it wasn't until we'd done some short-term trips. And then I had reached out to someone at the International Center. I had a question about a particular issue, and they had known that I'd visited Africa. And they said, well, when are you wanting to go back to Africa? And so from there on, I put in my application. Dan McMiller is the one who recruited me. And I was called to, well, there were many other places that were named. First was like Papua New Guinea, and another one was, you know, maybe Kenya or West Africa. And then I get the phone call and they say, you've been called to Addis Ababa, Ethiopia as a theological educator. And I go, wow, that was not on my radar.
What's one thing from your time serving as a theological educator in Addis Ababa in Ethiopia, what's one thing from that you will always cherish, that one memory or experience from that you will always take with you?
Well, I guess one of the ones that pops into mind most is I served with Eric Stinnett in Addis Ababa, and we were invited out to one of the congregation of our students, and just a brilliant young man. He, during the course of the worship service, he was talking about baptism. So he was preaching on baptism. He was preaching in Amharic, and then he was also speaking in his mother tongue, Aromafa, and then he would read out of the Amharic Book of Concord, and then he would translate what he was saying to us in English.
That's amazing.
Yeah, yeah. So most Africans have three languages, and but very brilliant man. And he wanted us to come out and talk to his congregation about baptism. And so it was just a blessing to be in that congregation, to be able to, be where our students are serving. And it was just a great joy. And of course, afterwards, you know, we had a great big meal and they loved on us. It was just a great experience, a great opportunity to be there with our students where they're serving.
What are some things, as a director of missionary recruitment, what are some of the things that you look for in potential candidates or qualities in people that make them ideal maybe or just well-suited to serve on the mission field?
Yeah, so I guess first and foremost, do they have a heart for mission?
Yeah.
You know, if you don't, you just see it as, you know, I want to go have a new adventure. Well, okay, that's great. You know, you do have to be adventurous. You know, there's like big spiders and snakes in Africa. You know, sometimes there's not running water, electricity. But, you know, do you have a heart for mission? Do you have a heart for the lost? You know, that's important. Are you flexible? I mean, you know, if you're not very flexible, you're going to get frustrated real quick when the power's not on for 3 or 4 days. Now, that's not always, but there were times when we experienced that. Somewhat depending on the place where we might want to place someone, you know, I asked the question, well, what kind of camping do you enjoy? are you a glamper or do you enjoy, tent camping? You know, I can kind of, needle out a little bit where they might be open to going. It's not every place, though. But yeah, heart for mission, and a desire to share what God has given them, especially as a professor. I wanted to be able to, we are really blessed in the Missouri Synod with the education we receive. And for me to be able to share what I have with churches that are wanting us to share that with them.
Now, you served in Africa. LCMS International Mission serves in nearly every corner of the earth.
Correct.
Not that there are actual corners on the earth.
No.
So there are lots of different cultures and places where international workers serve. What are some of the opportunities that are available or that are open right now where it looks like the Lord is hopefully preparing some to go and serve?
Great question. Not all our positions are for church workers, for pastors. I mean, we do want church planters. We do want theological educators. We do want deaconesses and teachers. But if you were to break down our missionaries, half of them are about one-fourth are lay people, another 28% or so, one-fourth are rostered, and then the rest are ordained. Okay, so half are pastors, only because we have alliance missionaries. That kind of skews it a little bit. Alliance missionaries are those, a church body that we're in partnership with, and their church sends them, and they work alongside our pastors. But there are a lot of positions, business managers, people that help us get people and money across borders. In Africa, we have a huge need for business managers, as well as Asia, That's a great skill set that we need for someone to be able to help us, be able to get money in. People cross borders, help with the visas. Missionaries do like to be able to have their paycheck, those kinds of things. Yeah. But also, we do have like volunteer coordinators. When we have short-term teams come over internationally, either for a 4-0 or to do some sort of mission work short-term, someone's got to coordinate that event and that opportunity, pick you up at the airport and be able to be hospitable. Hospitality is a big thing for a volunteer coordinator to be able to make sure all that's organized for the week and get you back on the plane and head you home. So, that's a vital role, and that's open in a few of our fields, volunteer coordinator, business managers, regional business manager, as well as communications. We need to get the message out to the church. People want to hear about the work that God is doing through Leah LCMS. And so a communication specialist who will, either through the written word or photography, also a lot of kind of management of those that going to Lutheran Witness or Engage or somehow getting communicated to from the field to the church, project managers, IT. We do a lot of, in some places we will do a remote teaching and seminaries. So we do need someone who's able to work with IT to be able to do those things that, so pastors and the teachers can do their work of teaching and so on. Yeah, that's a lot of the kind of the lay people positions that are there besides, church planters and theological educators, deaconesses, mercy work that we do.
So what I'm hearing is that if you have a heart for mission, and this sounds interesting, there's a good chance there's a skill set that any of our listeners have that you might be able to use on the mission field.
Oh, indeed. Yeah. Even ESL. ESL is another opportunity for people to do. But yeah, there are a lot of skill sets. And it's a matter of us just having that conversation and looking at someone's resume and experience and seeing where, God might be leading them to serve the church.
Yeah. So when in the process of recruitment, you don't just call someone up and be like, hey, you sound like a great fit, and then deploy them immediately. There's a process to this. How does the Office of International Mission form these missionaries to serve on the field so that they can be successful?
So great question. So already as we think about forming and shaping someone from the moment they might apply, we're already thinking about, how can we best help them serve well? And so that's why we want to have a good placement. If you're in a place where you're frustrated and it's not going to work well, you're not going to serve well. And so, through the process of, discernment and ultimately from application to call through the BIM, after that, after they would accept the position, we do have orientation, 8 weeks of orientation that individual goes through with their family, if they have their family, the spouse is there, and then the kids, there are opportunities for the kids to be engaged during orientation. And during that 8 weeks, they're going to learn how to put together a presentation to talk about the work God has called them to do so they can share that with the church. And they're going to have an opportunity to, go through different courses during the initial, there's 2 weeks initially, and then there's a gap, and then another week at the end. We used to sandwich it all into 2 weeks. When I went through, it was 2 weeks of just training. Yeah. And you're going, did I learn anything or remember anything? But we stretched it out so that people can digest it and be able to be best equipped. So, you know, areas of resilience, you know, if you're going with kids, you know, missionary kids, third culture kids, lots of different ways that we want to make sure that we equip, not only engage, but equip folks as they would go to the field, safety and security, those kinds of things.
All important steps to that process. Let's go back to the first step.
Sure.
What's the first step?
So the first step, if they're interested, certainly you can look on the LCMS website or servenow.lcms.org. You know, they can fill out an application. Certainly they can I think they can find me on the website and they can send an email to me, mark.raby@lcms.org. Love to have a conversation. And even if you're not really sure where you might want to serve or what you might want to do, be glad to have a conversation. That's really where it starts. And just because someone puts in an application doesn't mean you're stuck either. It's a conversation. It's let's see where there's the best fit, the best opportunity for you to serve. You know, is it now? Is it, do I need to pause a little bit? All that's part of the conversation.
And similar to your experience, there are short-term opportunities to serve as well. If you want to, if you're thinking this might be maybe a future long-term career missionary type thing, but I want to go serve on a short-term experience first, that might be a good first step as
well. Yeah. I mean, servenow.lcms.org has those short-term and they're regularly updated so that folks can see, are there new opportunities? Some of them are English Bible camps, or you can, one of the great opportunities you could do is for missionary kids, a care team. When the missionaries go on retreat, you know, they need someone to watch their kids during that time, do like a VBS. And it's a great opportunity to rub elbows with missionaries and find out what their life is like and ask those questions. And they're happy to talk to you about mission work and about the place they are. So, yeah, those are great opportunities, especially if you've never gone overseas. You know, it's a great way to see, can I do this? And it's a great way to serve the church and serve God's people.
Servenow.lcms.org. Our guest today, the Reverend Dr. Mark Raby, Director of Missionary Recruitment for the LCMS Office of International Mission. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you. It's been great to be here.
You've been listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support The Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.
The Concordia University System is comprised of five universities of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Located across the United States, the universities offer more than 160 undergraduate and 50 graduate programs and approach learning from a Lutheran context with the goal of developing Christian leaders for the church, community, and the world. Learn more about your Concordia University System at cus.edu. The Concordia University System, education built on God's Word. cus.edu.